88.9 Shine FM, getting closer to Christmas, and we have one more chat before Christmas with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We've got this great topic we've been going through throughout the month of December, seven essentials for encouraging gratitude in your children this Christmas.
That's right, and this is based on the wonderful book by Bono and Froe, Making Grateful Kids. Number four. Use kids' strengths to fuel gratitude. So after you've identified your child's top strengths and you know their unique strengths profile, which we discussed last week, it's time now to encourage and help them to use those strengths whenever possible. Not only does this open up opportunities for others to contribute to the things your children love, but it also enables your child to strengthen their ability to be helpful and cooperative towards others, which will make them more grateful. To directly promote gratitude, encourage and help your children to use their strengths to thank and be kind to others. So this might be in art, in words, or if they're more tech savvy, in videos. And then number five, help focus and support kids to achieve intrinsic goals. It's very easy for people, especially youth, to pursue extrinsic or materialistic goals such as desiring or having possessions that show wealth, status, or convey a certain image. This usually leads to less fulfilling social relationships, and it closes down prospects for developing deep connections with others and a genuine sense of gratitude. It is our job as parents to steer them away from pursuing these extrinsic goals and towards pursuing intrinsic goals, such as engaging in activities that provide community, affiliation, and growth. Not only will successfully achieving these goals fulfill children's fundamental human needs of competency, belonging, and autonomy, but their personal development, happiness, and success, and gratitude really depend on it. So to amplify your children's gratitude even more, remember to savor their accomplishments with them along the way and encourage them to thank those who have helped them meet their goals. So a tangible activity at this time of year is to help your children write cards, or again, if they are more tech savvy, they might prefer to create short videos of appreciation to key teachers and coaches who have contributed to their lives in a meaningful way over the course of 2021.
Nice. Yes, a thank you properly done will never go out of style.
Exactly.
Indeed. Well, thank you for that, Kimberly. We'll continue and wrap up this topic next week. Right now, share a little bit about the Eckert Center, please.
Well, we are a one-stop shop for families, so we serve both children, teens, and adults, as well as we provide both psychology and educational services. So that means, yes, we complete counseling, but we also have assessments, learning intervention programs, and social skills training programs. So I really encourage families to check us out at eckertcenter.com and look at the wide variety of services that are available for families.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, as always. I know you're going to give away a free initial visit consultation. Who's that going to?
Caller number five today, Mike.
Caller five at 403-276-8888. Well, thank you very much, Kimberly. It's a great topic. We'll continue after Christmas. So I'm going to wish you and your family and your staff there a very Merry Christmas.
And I say the same. Merry Christmas, Mike. Thank you so much for engaging in these conversations with me. I so appreciate our conversations off the air and just how well you make this process work for us as a staff at Eckert Center. Thank you to Shine for all your support.
You're very welcome for that. And I love that you did thank you. That was part of your topic.
That's right. Gratitude in action.
Love it.